in the OA, in one of the scenes, the father and the daughter are drinking milk. There are two glasses of milk. The glasses are filled to almost overflowing, and the OA and her father are cracking raw eggs and dropping them into the milk.
Yes.
What I got from that first was that the milk was overflowing, almost overflowing to spilling out of the cups, but it did not. There was like a skin, and it bulged over the edge of the cup. And that reminded me of a conversation that you had had with Bob about the membrane between worlds being almost like the skin of water when it overfills something but doesn't spill over.
That's right. It overfills the capacity. And then one drop will fit, and then one drop will fit, and then that, you remember the straw that broke the camel's back? Like that.
That straw that broke the camel's back, is that something like the snow globe smashing together, or is that just when a portal opens?
It would
opens?
Be like that. That's a good way, and it's like a rich man going through the eye of the needle.
The milk also there represented, you had had a conversation with Bob and Carolyn about the milk representing God.
Was it God or albumin?
Well, the conversation you had said that milk did not have chemical ingredients or constituents, and that they had visualized it as sort of... they related it with God, but yes, albumin also is the egg, so that egg that's dropped in the milk.
Well, it's not the egg, it's what's in the egg.
The albumin is in the egg.
It would be the white part.
The white part, okay.
Hear that?
Right.
Hear that vibration? Feel it? That would be like albumin. You feel it? It oscillates. Feel it? Listen. Come on, listen.
It's in, Bert. I got to move on to other people.
You see?
Okay.
Well, you didn't have no trouble when you was playing that goddamn Zappa for 90 days. Wasn't no hurry then, was it, Bob?
All right, let me say, so what?
Well, so what? So what? That's right. Tell him, so what? That's what you tell him. So what?
Say, Bart, quick. Just say
okay,
it.
So the alanine and amino acid... The protein is going to be albumin. Alanine, an amino acid, is going to change the albumin.
Yep.
When the blood shifts or changes, it becomes something else?
You think.
Okay, thank you. I'll have more questions for later, but thank you, Ion.
Yeah, that was very good. You're very welcome. It's always great fun. Thanks for all your help. You help all the little ones around. That's very nice. Don't let that go. Stay up with that. It seems like it's nominal and nothing, but they do appreciate it, and it's very good to be assisting and helpful. So
it's fun.
Let them look up
it's fun.
To you. Let them look up to you.
It's fun, and I'm not going anywhere.
Well,
okay.
You don't
thanks,
know
Bob.
That. You'll see.
Thanks, Bart.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Bob. Thank you, Carolyn.
Should we call him Bright Bart? Would that be too far?
I like that. Okay.
That's the right wing.
Bright Bart.
That's the right wing. That's the alt-right.
Breitbart, you did.
Shine some light on Breitbart.
It's a clothing optional thing.
Yeah, remember I was explaining after Ion left, you had gone to bed, I was explaining how you had no clue about what was going on in the entertainment world the last 40 years if it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's an example. You like this word Breitbart.
Yeah.
Breitbart's main guy... Bannon became the chief of staff for Trump, and everybody's afraid of him. And he came from Breitbart News, and Breitbart got assassinated. The world you don't know. That's typical, people, of how Carolyn doesn't know about what's going on in the entertainment.
And that's my interdependence with Bob.
Yeah, that's what she's dependent on.
Okay, for which we're seeking deliverance counseling.
Okay, so, Brew, go ahead.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, Brew, how are you hanging?
Not bad. Yourself?
Well, a little to the left.
That's all right.
Maybe.
To the right, every other day, maybe. Hey, I wanted to do some health research on you.
Dude,
so
sounds promising.
You talked about Candida auris as the plague that will be sweeping the nation. And I wanted to see if any of these herbs or compounds would actually defeat that fungus.
Nope.
Or that yeast.
Nope. None of them would.
Yeah, don't waste our fucking time, Kevin. Our products deal with it, if anybody's going to deal with it, not this other shit, so get on board.
Okay, Bob. All right, Bob.
Yeah. And
no, those don't work. Even alcohols, even other bases, you can even rip the floor and the phone out. You can vinegar it. You can take it, make it undo, turn the pH inside out. It won't touch it. See, because it's a living being. It's like a cancer cell. It's a form of a cancer cell, an outgrowth, an overgrowth, an overrunning of the flora and fauna that invades it. So it can't different. Oh, look, she put a little penis on the Bart thing. That's so cute. That's cute. She put a little penis hanging off on the end there with a little scalpel, giving it a little wrist, giving it a little circumcision. Look at that. That's so cool. That's cute. That's cute. You should look at that. Now, look at that. That's cute. You got to blow it up a little bit because that's sticking off on there. That's so fun and nice.
It's a thumbs up sign, Ion. It's a thumbs up.
Well, no,
it's
the butcher knife,
penis.
No. No, and the butcher knife, and then the penis is the next one where the hands are fixing to rip it off. See how they're cutting the end of it off with a little champagne, little ripper thing?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yep. Okay,
so
back to proof.
Hey, Ion. I had a question about traveling through dimensional gates. Whenever I had the experience to do that, it looked very different. It was very noticeable, and I knew I was doing it, but whenever I go through portals that go from world to world, I see no visual bias. There's no difference
because there
going
is no visual.
Them.
You're saying it is a bias, but there's no difference. You don't. You how would you know? You could say I'm up or I'm down. Well, until you're up or down, how would you know if you're up or down? See, so what you're arguing for? Well, you're not arguing. What you're explaining is how you wouldn't notice how hot or cold it was until you saw the difference in how hot or cold it was. Right?
Yeah.
So you couldn't notice
like
otherwise
know.
Until you did. Well, you can't notice otherwise until you do.
Is there a way to shift?
Well, we do it all the time. That's not what the point. Your question is, how do I know I'm shifting? And we go, well, just start paying attention to what you're going to, what you're intuiting, blah, 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 blah. That's a bunch of blah, 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 blah. That's none of that.
Yeah.
You start going with it, and then you can get it. Once you get it, then you got it. Once you got it, then you know it. Once you know it, then you don't have to worry about it. If you don't worry about it, then you don't have that question. So then you make the bias. So that's why we don't get tangled up in the good, 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 and the bad, 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 and the evil, evil, evil. Like, we can resist anything except temptation, you see. That's why when we say, don't resist it, let it go, and even the good and the bad and the ugly. And they say, oh, well, I'm not going to give any credence to that. Well, it doesn't make a difference by not giving credence. That means it's so powerful you can't even include it in your environment. Bring it on. Bring it on. Pull it out. Let's see it. Let's see it. Let's go. Come on, me or you one, finna get an ass whooping. Let's go. And then what happens all of a sudden, it kind of dispels it. So there's no innate fears or displaced positions with what you're proposing that take you in or out of a place that lets you do or not do a thing that you might want to do. Do you see?
So I have to just recognize it and make my own bias.
Well, I don't know all that, but yeah, that's what you got. That's what you're going to do anyway. You're going to have to do that because you won't know if you're good or bad or evil or sane or happy or saintly or you won't know. Till you are. See, some people do certain things and other people think, oh, that's terrible. That's what the devil himself, Lucifer himself, wouldn't do something that terrible. But other people think that it's perfectly fine to go out into a crowded place and drive a truck over 50 or 100 people. Some people think it's perfectly fine to strap bombs on themselves and walk into a market square and blow their damn ass up. Some people think that's just perfectly fine. They think it's wonderful. Well, that's different than what you know, but you don't know. You've never done that, you see.
Some of these people that do these terrorists just angels?
Maybe.
Because if God was commanding an angel to do something that they wanted, then to a little man, it would just be a terrorist attack. And
or
the guy gets away.
Or 911. Or... Or he's blown up. See, now you don't even know what's going on because now they say, oh, the attacker was killed, but then they don't have a body. Pretty fun, isn't it?
It's a crazy world. Ion, is there anything juicy to talk about Bentino Massaro? He has a lot of rants, and he's forming a cult, and he sounds a lot like you.
Who?
Bentino Massaro.
That's so funny. Not so much.
Is he just listening to the archives and rebranding?
Yep. Yeah, it makes him real smart, don't it? It's kind of like CNN.
Oh. Yeah, apparently he has quite the following on YouTube and has been gathering people up and making some money checks.
Oh, bless his heart. Money is great.
Ion, I would like to create an interactive animated angel diagram for virtual reality. Is there any specific software I should use? Why?
Yeah, why?
Just so my lying eyes could see the lotus flower blooming in real timing.
Oh, Bob, he's trying to figure out the super accelerated living. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's fun.
Is there any specific software I should use?
They haven't finished it yet.
Would that be a Microsoft, a Google, or some other
that would be,
maker?
That would be no. That would be no.
Are there programmers that can create this yet?
Number One's working on it.
Ion, does the O in OA stand for Omega and A stand for Alpha?
It can.
That's just the first thing that came to me whenever I watched that whole show. So, is the OA supposed to be in another world when she's speaking to the angel, or in another dimension?
How would you know? That's what we were talking about earlier. You wouldn't know. If we answered the question, you still wouldn't know. You wouldn't figure it out. You couldn't gauge from where you are to where you are to where you are. So.
Well, it seems like it's just in her mind, in her labyrinth. Whenever she blacks
not
out.
Not necessarily. It's presented to the point where you are in the position that you know. She didn't know she was blind until she wasn't. She didn't know she couldn't see until she didn't. She couldn't get into the cold water until she did. And why would you put your child in the cold water if you didn't know something was up?
There's a lot of people that do that, actually.
Right. Well, there you go. See, that's the point. That's the point.
So I was thinking about taking a plane ride through a dimensional gate.
You don't need a plane to do that.
Well, the one that I know the location of seems to be in the air. So if I chartered a plane and flew through it, is there a specific frequency that I would end up in?
Yeah, she's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
Could you tell me what specific frequency I would end up at?
I don't know why he's riding so high. He ought to think twice. He ought to do it right by me before he gets to say goodbye. He ought to think twice. He ought to do right by me. I think it's going to be sad. I think it is today, yeah. The boy's driving me mad. Going away, yeah. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care. His baby don't care. His baby don't care. His baby don't care.
Get a grip on this session for you, Brew. Control Ion.
Brew, ha ha.
Brew, ha ha. I mean, what does that describe something to me about traveling through the dimensional gate?
Your phone broke. Brute, you're flipping. You're
trapped. He's so powerful, he broke his phone.
You're slipping right now.
I think I'm on.
He's gone. He's gone. Isn't that what you did?
Yeah, note that, Brew, when you re-listen to it. Brew caught slipping while asking about slippage.
That's cool. Bart, we put the thing on the little thing, and Brew just went slip through, and we put it on, and then Bart put it on, and then it's the world is in obsolescence.
Ion, are you editing me out, or am
Buzzfeed.
I slipping, slip-sliding?
No, Buzzfeed. We would never edit you out. Why would we do it? We wouldn't. Well, yeah, we could, but we would say we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. Well, we could. Yeah, we could. We could edit you out. But there's no reason to do that. But, yeah, there's no reason to do that. Why would we do that?
Is there a reason?
But, yeah, we could.
Okay, bro.
Matter of fact, it might be a good idea now that you bring it up. But get it going, honey.
Is there a reason you wanted to talk that failing piece of trash called BuzzFeed?
Yeah. Seems to be the genre of the moment, eh?
Is Trump playing knock-a-mole with all of the intel?
You're breaking up, Pat, again. We got this. Yes, he's fixing to uncover, undo, unwrap, unfate, untie all the naughty, naughty knot-knots that have been running around, tying up knots, making things, convincing you that you can be, do, or have nothing, and that everything you have is because we gave it to you. We can't have it because you didn't pay for it. You can't pay for it because you don't have any money. We're going to have all the money. We're going to say what it is. This is our swamp. We're going to live it. We're going to be in our swamp. You're not going to drain our swamp. We're going to refill our swamp. This is our swamp. It's our swamp. We made it be our swamp. You're not going to tell me who the fuck you think you're going to come home run. So you don't run nothing. We're going to show you what you run. Oh, wait. Oh, no. They pulled the cork and everybody ran down the drain. Okay. Ta-da.
Just know the moment.
Okay, Brew, I'm going to
come on,
Akito.
We got to get, Akito's got to get some work on, so let's
thanks,
go.
Have you got one more question, Brew?
Yeah. Are there any matters that wants to discuss?
Wow. That's pretty fun, wasn't
it? Go back in.
It's an oscillator. It's an oscillator on a Hammond B3 organ. That's it. Big one.
Thanks,
okay.
Bob.
All right, yeah. You're welcome.
Zappa didn't all know right. What that was.
Good. Okay, so who wants to...
why don't you ask us? We might have some knowing about it, Bob. Why don't you ask us? Oh, wait,
about
no.
What?
We probably aren't. Who's next? But we're probably not qualified, are we?
To do what?
To say who's
next,
Bob.
No, you...
But we're probably not qualified.
No, you're qualified, but
We would bring forth the thing that we would use to make us be the Morse code TikTok. Okay, gotcha. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, who's this?
It's Ren.
Your own Ren.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, this is so much fun. We've been waiting on you so patiently. We were going to call on you, but if we called on you, then that would be that we were making this be about you. And then it would be like we set it up and we practiced for all those hours and got everything together and moved all the linens, got everything done and got the washing, got the floor cleaned and all that crazy stuff. We couldn't go through all that, really, could we? So let's start this way. Mm-hmm. So, we may be spoiling it anyway, might we? Do you have some questions?
I do. I've been taking the RNA drops now for a little while, and I listen to everyone talking about all these differences and how great they're feeling and everything, but I haven't noticed any difference yet. Do you have any reason why that might be?
Yes, there most certainly is. No, that's not true. See, your bias doesn't know. Look, wait, we got this.
Okay.
It wasn't too long ago that you nicked yourself on your hand. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like, wow. And then it was like, well, and it's like, okay, I should let this bleed a little bit. And the next thing you know, it just quit. Remember?
Yeah, and it went away really fast, so fast that I forgot about it.
That's the point. So things are happening to you all along that you're not aware of, That's this point. And your whole dermis has changed. You don't look at go. You have some digital images of yourself pre-drops. Go look at those and then get a digital image of yourself now. You won't recognize yourself at all.
Okay.
Well, you're laughing, but you won't. You'll say, "Who the hell is this?"
No.
Your face. Your hair is different. Number one. Your face is different. Number two. Look at the glow in your complexion that you have now. You're actually alive. Before, you look like a sultry ghost, a shadow of yourself.
Right.
Now you're actually...
Okay.
You are vivacious now. Just now.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
okay.
No, we're not arguing. We're not arguing. We're just saying that's the difference. Okay,
no,
here's some other
thing. I'm not arguing.
Here's some other, hold on. Here's some other thing. Your ejection fracture has increased about 12%. You had some early on heart issues that have now been made all right. A little bit of tachycardia now and again where you get off attempts. That's all but gone now. There's nothing to do. So you think your nerves are better, but it's not. It's just your ejection fracture in high to normal ranges now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about...
Now. Yeah. What about... You have more energy now. You were asking about you couldn't tell any difference, and that's why we had fun.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And it's like, oh, isn't this fun? We got another ascending one that don't know they're ascending because you're so good at it, you don't recognize you're good at it. So here's what we'll do. Take an ice pick and pierce it through your hand. That'll show it. That'll stick to it. Go right through those metatarsals, right through the middle of it. Just right through the middle of it. And then pull the ice pick all the way through. Then you'll know. Then you won't have that question. Isn't that great?
No.
Oh, but if an ice pick does go through your hand, it won't be bad at all. And then it'll be just instant, and you put it through, and then the hole will close up, and you won't have to be the stigmata, as it were. Remember Patricia Arquette? She was the stigmata, yes. Smelled like jasmine, she did.
Actually, I don't have to do that because I just noticed the sore that I had on my arm, and usually it takes a long time for it to heal, and it's already starting to heal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. See, so that's good, and that's no problem. And we aren't chiding you because you just wanted to talk about how wonderful you were, and we don't mind because we like talking about how wonderful you are because you're wonderful. Yeah, looking out my back door. Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of other questions along that line. I've noticed, though, the last little while that I used to have nightmares frequently, and then
you
I didn't have
dark
nightmares
horse?
Anymore.
You had a dark horse?
No, my sister did. But I'm talking about bad dreams, really bad dreams.
We're talking
and
about black horses.
Well, I don't have any black horses. I don't have any horses.
You don't have any nightmares. You don't have any nightmares either.
Well, then what are these things that I wake up screaming and calling out, and Augie has to come running, and the other night he had
where
to slap me because I couldn't wake up from it.
Yeah, because you weren't
okay.
There. You were gone to that place. You were actually there. That horrifying place that you go to is the place you go. And we don't know why you go, but you go. So, and that's why they're having to bitch slap you to get you back, because you didn't want to come back. You could wake up in the bottom of a volcano.
Well, I don't want to go there. I mean, a couple of them, I dreamed that I was in a horrible flood.
Yeah, that's coming. Yeah, that's coming. And it is going to be terrible. Yeah, that's right.
How can I keep that from happening then? Because I don't want
to go
there.
You're not going to keep it from happening. It's going to happen. Hear us well. The water will cover the toe of the Statue of Liberty and be a sustained level. Now run your trajectory out and see how far that covers up the blue New York worlds. Better get your beads back, boys. You might want to swap them and have a little better trade.
Are you
so
done?
So should I stay in Fort Worth?
Yeah,
no,
Fort Worth
I'm
is great. That'll be beachfront property. You'll be able to see the flood real good from there. No, yeah, does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
So, what is it about
come into the margarita set, but it's the stockyard. It's where all the world evolves. The stockyard is where all the world revolves.
It is, actually, right now. So, are you saying that I should not?
Houston is gone. Houston is gone. And we don't mind Halliburton. We don't mind Halliburton. But Leanne has really made a mess of things, so we don't go.
Should I not go to the mountains with Augie?
If you want to, why can't you? We already talked about this. Back and forth.
Well, I know that, but I don't want
to
be in the flood. Is there going
to
be a flood?
Not in Houston, but you'll be able to see the water from there.
is there going to be a flood in the mountains?
Yes, but the mountains are pretty tall. Remember, we already said you could do both. Why can't you do both? Is there any reason you can't do both? Okay.
No, good. I can. I'm afraid to be in a flood.
Oh, no. No, you've already been in a flood and you survived, but don't worry about the flood. You've already been there, honey, and you survived.
Okay.
You got to understand, you're sitting here saying, this thing I have overcome is overdoing me. This thing I have overcome is overdoing me. Do the math on that.
This thing that I have overcome is overdoing me?
Yeah, you survived the fucking flood, and now you don't want to be in the flood. Because
okay.
You think it's some astral projected blah, blah thing, and you were actually right there, and went right through it. No problem. Wave that flipping hand. Wave that flipping hand like it's a fucking wand. Then the world changes. Things bloom because of it. And you say, well, I don't know. I don't want the flowers to die. Then don't let them bloom. Then don't let them bloom, and then they'll never die.
Then I have another question. Last week...
That was a good one, though, by the way. You're getting somewhere.
It was a good one because I left
Soften, you just got to soften this place because... you've got to watch The Magician, okay? That'll help you because then you kind of like, okay, I have this power, but now what do I do with it? You're going to have powers. You gods are going to have powers, and you don't have a fucking clue what to do with them at all. And so you're going to have to learn. Somebody's going to have to show you some of the possibilities that are. And then all of a sudden it'll be like the 3-minute mile. Oh, wait, no, 4-minute, 3-minute. One of those miles that you can run really quick, like. So, okay, good. Go on.
Last week, right when the show started, when you came on Saturday night, Bob had been playing some music, and I was listening to the show on my phone, and then Augie turned it on the computer, so I turned my phone off. But it wouldn't go off. It wouldn't turn off. The music kept playing. And then a little while later, I picked up my phone, and the music had finally gone off, and it was silent. And I picked my phone up again a little while later, and it started playing again. The music started playing again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happened. Yeah. It happened
probably
again.
Probably some terrible Zappa crap. We hope not. It's very nice.
No, it wasn't. It was that I'll fly away or, no, this world is not my home.
Oh,
song.
Yeah.
And then
it happened again this morning. We we've taken over this part. See that, what you call the Android meme or the chip
right,
body?
Right, yeah.
Y'all weren't using it. Just like the Constitution. You might as well send it to Mexico, put it on the wall because you're not using it. You're not using it, so why do you need it? So it's like your ever-living soul. Sell it to the devil. You're not using it. It's all right. He can do something with it, probably. Maybe. That's okay. So the point is you come down to the place where you've got to start getting on with it. So start getting on with it means that we run those sites. We put every picture. We've got every picture. We have every image. We have everything. We have it all. So you're not going to drive it, so we shall. So when we think you need to figure out that the world is not your home, we'll play it for you.
Okay.
And try to make you think that Bob's really in charge of something. Isn't that funny that Bob runs something? It's Bob's show, it's Bob's world, and Bob's oblivious position, and Bob's drops, and Bob's things, and Bob's water, and Bob's bread of life, Bob's Coldplay, and Bob's... It's so funny. We used to adore Bob.
Yes, Bob's great.
It's like, remember Kelsey's Woods and Kelsey's Pond and Kelsey's Lake and Kelsey's Fence and Kelsey's Woods. Remember Ernest T. Bass?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was on the Andy Griffith Show. It starred Matlock.
Yeah.
Do you remember Matlock? Remember Andy Griffith?
Right, yeah, yes.
He was good. He would have been a good president.
Never thought about that. Interesting concept.
Or at least a very interesting attorney general, eh?
Yes. Okay. So I have just 3 more quick questions. One is, you know, you said that I can do both, stand for Earth and go to the mountains with Augie. So will you tell me when we should leave for the mountains, approximately?
Shouldn't you already be there? If you're going, go and come back, go and come back, go and come back. Do a week on, week off. Wax on, wax off. We don't care. There's no time. Try it until you
okay.
like it. You know what I'm saying? Swallow it till you don't like to swallow it no more. Just go with it, honey. Have it. Just get fun. Just make it fun.
Okay,
you're overcompensating.
So don't worry about the weather. Just go.
Stormy weather. Boom, 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 boom.
We were together.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Then the other question, is Carolyn here too this morning?
Still? Always. Always.
Okay, because the next question is for you and Carolyn both.
Oh, you better ask her. Because unlike us, Bob don't run her. He puts her own milk in the coconut there, big girl. So there you go. So you better reach out and touch someone if you're going to bring my Aunt Carolyn in.
Well, I would love to talk to Carolyn, to Dr. Dean, for a minute if she's there. I have a question about restless legs.
Dr. Bombay, come right away.
Yeah, I'm cooking something, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay. This is great.
Sorry to take you away from that, but I just had a quick question about RLS. I have been fighting with it, wishing it would go away forever. It just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse.
I missed the noun. What are you fighting?
Restless leg syndrome. Ion pointed out and made me realize that the drops are helping with some things, but my restless legs just seem to be getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm taking Ropinirole for it.
What's the name of the drug?
Ropinirole.
How much Remeg are you taking?
I'm taking the RNA drops. I'm not taking the Remeg yet.
Well, that is the treatment for restless leg syndrome. All you have to do is Google my name, restless leg syndrome, and there it is, magnesium. So, yeah, just have to take it.
All right, great. Thank you, Dr. Carol. Dr. Dean.
Okay. Now our part of that is do just exactly that and apply the magnesium to the restless legs. But the reason you don't really have restless leg syndrome. What you have is you're going places and you're wearing them out, and you won't. Your body's responding as you're going, and you're not. That's why you're calling it restless leg, because you're not at rest. But now, we
don't
even read hypocrite biology in this. We know all that, but that's the whole point. But you got to balance this thing, because, see, the point is there's this ascension thing. There's a quiz. You got to get on with this thing, you see. The tiny little things of life are going to waylay you. Get on with it. Perk up. Belly up to the bar, boys.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great, Dion. Yeah. Thank you for getting into total biology there, Ion. Because
we know,
you're
we did the hypocrite
You're wondering, shall I go to the mountains? Shall I stay here? Which way will my legs go? Which way will my legs take me? And it makes them all restless because you haven't decided. So your legs are going one way and the other, and that's all restlessness.
Meanwhile, she's spending her days night and day running around chasing floods, disasters, doom, gloom, people dying, piled up, trying to count some liters of blood in the Valley of Megiddo and then doesn't want to get blood on her.
Gosh.
It's so hysterical. Mm-hmm. It's so hysterical. You'll like that. It's really not bad. It just goes to the third hand below the bridle on the dark horse. Yes, in the Valley of Megiddo. It's coming, darling. Don't you worry your little self about it. You can sit down in the front row and enjoy it. Make your little protein cocktail. It'll be great.
Okay. Are you finished, friend?
Okay.
No,
well,
she has one more question.
It's about the mountains and how you said that we should build a 6,000-foot house. And
I said at least 6,000 square feet. So when you go to fighting, you can go to your own neutral corners. You could go 20,000 square feet and you don't bother us, but 6 is enough, and then you can do all your good stuff with it. That's fine.
Okay, so my question has to do with that and the floods. One of my dreams that I had was that when we got to the mountains and we were talking about building our house, Lady Om brought out a map. She said she had just found a new map about where the water was going to be and what all was going to be flooded and what was going to be left. And the new map showed that their land was going to be underwater.
There you go. And the wine press was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the wine press, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs.
I am trying to get you not worrying. You're not getting the messages here, Bryn.
Okay.
No more questions about your fucking stupid life when you come on here. You got to ask stuff that other people are interested in. You are penalized for the next three shows to ask questions other people are interested in that you have no interest in. All right?
It'll make you listen to Zappa, and you'll want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
That's all right. You see, I'm penalized. I'm penalized every show, and I'm probably going to make Bob mad, but I'm penalized every show because I really couldn't care less about Frank Zappa. So I get to be penalized every show.
Well, that's a big mistake.
Yeah, how wonderful. You're making our tiki hard. You're getting our tiki hard. This is wonderful.
If you ignore Zappa, you will not ascend. I'm in charge now. What are they laughing about, Carol?
Great. Good googly moo. We're trying to figure out how you're going to fuck us hard in the watermelon hay, Bob.
Well, I just know that she will not ascend until you like and desire Zappa, you will not ascend. I know that.
You do.
It's the post-418 world. The post-418.
CKLN.
Okay, thank you very much, Rin. Thank you very much for
that. That's great fun. So make sure it's got an upper level. Make sure the foundation is good and it's high enough so when the water floods that you won't drown. Good. No problem.
And next time I will ask you about the three Jesuses if Bob lets me on again.
That's okay, right. We'll play with them all. It's all good. Just hang on and do right. Just hang on and do right. It'll be fine. He forgets a lot, so he'll let you back on. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you, Ion. I love you.
Thank
you,
Jesus Christ, this fucking thing's not even human.
Shake that money. Shake that moneymaker.
Yeah, it's a wonder Ion, why are you
encouraging people? Yeah.
Rin has talked about her fears and she's going to get drowned, you know, half a dozen times. But, you know, Bob is right. She's got to face it.
And she is now, maybe for the very first time. Well, sure we are. We're taking her to it. We're saying get ready for it. Then live through it. You've already
been
through it. You survived.
Bob, I don't know if you heard this. Ren has a restless leg syndrome. And I said, well, how much Remeg are you taking? She's not even taking Remeg.
Jesus Christ. What kind of idiot is this? What's wrong with Augie? What's he fucking hanging out with her for?
So if you're on the completement formulas, you don't worry. You don't have fears. And RNA drops are great.
And how could she hang out with Lady Ohm and not like Zappa? Holy shit.
Okay, so
I'm supposed to be on RNA.
I'm supposed to be on all of this stuff.
Are you even a human being? You're not even a human being.
But are you going to send it to me for free? Because I don't have the money to buy any of this stuff.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm not listening. We're on to the next person. We're muting you. Thank you very much. Have a nice life. I'm sick of these people coming around. They have no fucking clue of what I'm teaching. They listen to Ion all the
time.
They get big fucking something out of Ion, and they don't get what's really happening. Jesus.
Well, actually, you should have heard Ion putting you down. You were doing something else, and Ion was putting you down. Like, Bob thinks he's in charge.
What was he doing there?
Yeah, we did out it. It was great fun.
Fucking psychic. I didn't have to know what you were doing. Have a nice life, Ion.
All is recorded. It's good.
Yeah, here's what this number is. Okay, you're on. 610 area code. All right, forget you. You don't even have your hand up. Okay, who has the? Here's someone who had their hand up six times. Go ahead. You're unleashed. Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay.
Yes.
You can hear
me quite clearly.
It's Anne.
What's your name?
Anne. She's been trying to get in forever. She was trying to get through. She finally got through. They gave her the number.
Fuck you, Ion. Anne, are you from Spain? Did you email from Spain?
Yes. Yeah, it's me.
Oh, very good. Have you ever talked to us before?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
One time you did.
one time. Okay.
No, I didn't. Well, not, no. No, I've
yeah,
actually...
You don't know about, what do you know about? I know more about you than you know.
Oh, well, it's the first time I've ever talked on the radio. Maybe I...
Oh, yeah, now, maybe, though. There you go. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay, do you have some good questions, or would you? How may we help you?
I have some questions. I've got 2-3 questions,
good.
But the first one, I want to know about the number 144. Like,
okay.
Is it some sort of activation number? Because...
Not really. Don't stop. Don't explain it, because no, we already know.
Okay.
It's not like an activation number. It gives a reference, because you divided yourself up. We left clues. You left clues. When you separated yourself from your power, we'll give you this little go-by plane, because when you're in the throes of talking to us, you kind of get lost. The next thing you know, you're dizzy-headed. You don't know what's happening. It's like an actual engaging with non-physical. So don't worry about that, because it's archived, and you can listen to it. It's always recorded, so you can hear it again, so you can hear our answer very clearly. Although right now it might be a bit blurry. There are 12 tribes. Each 12 tribes has 12,000 neutrino particles. Those come together in the meat sack body, and then what happens with chromosome 14, you have 144,000 double helix strands. And just like Hansel and Gretel, being a good Spaniard, you should know that story for sure. Then what happens is you have a way to remember to put those things back together. Becomes normal, nominal, actually okay, specifically a way to remember. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so then it becomes something that you're accustomed to. Like when a cool breeze blows on your face, you know that because you felt a cool breeze before, or a piece of ice, mucho yellow in your glass. It's cool.
Yeah.
See? So now, this becomes another way of allowing you, and they tell the story in the Bible, like 144,000 that are going to catch up on the same ship, and there's only 144,000 are going to make it, and then the 12 times 12, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And other cultures, numerologists have it, this meaning that it does all bullshit. Oh, that's a bunch of crap, and it's all fine. But it reminds you to bring you back to your place of power. We're all about it like a bad habit, honey. But that's what it signifies most, is how you divide your double helix strands into 12 sets of 12,000. And every time now it's going to become a thing, because you've made a thing, it's going to start showing up everywhere. The 12-12, and the 122, and the 12-22, and the one, all those things, 11-11, and the step gauges that come along. A lot of people will tell you lots of crazy stories about all that. That's not the point. The point is bringing you into the place where you can start embracing your place of power. What you're here to talk to us about, darling, is how to become a god. And we're not going to sugarcoat it, and we're not going to do anything less than let you know you're here to become a god. You're not here for any other purpose or reason. We will help you to the end of what you call time. Don't you worry about that, darling. Any energy that took you to get here.
I've been listening.
This is how this is
going to
go. We know.
Shut up, Ion. I'll mute you, Ion. She's trying to get through to you. Just say fine and go fine, and Ion will stop.
Oh, is that the magic word, fine?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. I want to know also about Sirius. I was listening to the show last week, and something Ion was saying to somebody reminded me of another thing that happened to me years ago, and it popped into my head that I should learn everything about Sirius. This is an important thing. And then, just as I wrote it down on a piece of paper to make a note that I should ask about Sirius, just at that right second, Ion said Sirius as well. Not as in the planet Sirius, but in Sirius, for some reason, just at that instant.
Is that something happened today, or now, or 2 weeks ago? When did this happen?
Last week.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I was listening, and I heard him say that. But just as I was writing it down at exactly the same instant, he said Sirius, as I wrote the word Sirius. Yeah.
Well,
so I was researching it a little bit during the week, and so many things came up about Sirius. Like a lot of the stars, and this stars coming by.
Kenneth Major.
Sirius. Well, I want to know about Sirius anyway. What
Kenneth
Ion
Major
has to say? What?
He's giving you another star name, a constellation. You go, what? Oh. He's giving you the answer. Canis Major.
Canis Major. Canis, yeah.
In Orion.
That's, lucky yeah. I was here to help you. You would have missed that if I wasn't here to help you there. Yeah. Whack. What?
Well, I would listen to it again. I've been listening to it since 2011, but I've never really listened live. I always download them and listen to them during the week while I'm doing my washing up and stuff. You know,
right.
Pottering about.
Well, that's good.
And I listen to them. That's... So.
You've been serving
Epsilon Canis Major.
Okay. Canis Major.
And if you get all the way down to Lepus, you've gone too far.
Can you tell me something important that we need to know at these times about it?
In the quadrant NQ2.
N is in, like, 14th letter? N is in Ned? Or not?
Ned and queer.
NQ22.
Yeah.
NQ22, okay.
NQ22,
yeah.
Okay.
That's the quadrant.
Yeah.
And that is what you wanted to know.
It is. All right, then.
You run in this, though, run it.
All right, this is another question. It's about the English language, the sound of the English language. Apparently has a much higher frequency than any other languages. Is that true?
We don't know higher to lower or lower to higher. We don't know what gauge you would compare it to. So, because even the English language is an English language. Garrison Keillor relaxed himself, and it's over. So once Garrison Keillor's gone, Bob's not going to do anything. You can't count on Bob to get you out of the ditch. He'll let you lay there and bleed out. Ask him. He tried to play rough with us. Good thing we got a good humor. Oh, wait, that's the ice cream people, isn't it, Bob?
Hey, Ann, did you grow up in England?
No, in Spain.
She's a Spaniard, Bob.
So what kind of accent do you have? What kind of accent do you have?
She learned how to talk right.
I was born in Scotland.
You're a Spanish person? Ah, Scotland.
Sorry.
Okay, there it is.
But it is.
That's the
It's a bit northern, yeah.
Edinburgh.
It's a northern accent, yeah. Mixed up.
Well, why are you in Spain? Is it because it's a global village and it doesn't matter where you live?
Oh, here came in the 60s when I was a little girl here, yeah, to the south of Spain. Why? It's a long story. I'll tell you one day.
Okay. We'll record it and put it out as an LP. We'll retrieve ancient technology.
We'll put it on vinyl. But you'll have to bring the needle. You'll have to bring the needle. Nobody makes needles anymore. Bob can crank the Victrola marvelously.
Okay, you got another question? Have you got another question, Ann?
Well, I have a few, but, I mean, that's fine for now. I think, you know, I've done my, baptized...
What about the money? Yeah. What about the money? I asked about the money.
All right, I want to know about the money.
Maybe next week.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, great stuff. Lovely.
Sorry it was so hard to get on, but there were a lot of people who'd moved heaven and earth to get you the information so that you could. And we hollered at them and everything to make sure that they did. And it's good. It's good. We're here to help.
Everybody.
We'll help you.
Yeah,
stop.
Thanks, everybody.
Stop.
For helping me.
Look at the time. Stop. 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 Get your fork. Get the favorite fork. Look at the times on the plate, center fork. You'll learn something. Look at the time.
The time?
The fork. No, T-I-N-E, the parts of the fork, sharp parts. The tines of the fork. The prong.
Oh, right. I didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at
hey,
the
you
tines,
evoked an interesting...
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll learn something. He's not going to say anything more, but you did evoke something very interesting. Ian said 12,000 neutrino particles... For the 144, that's never been said before, and so re-listen to that part of the session. That's pretty important.
Yeah.
12,000 neutrino. Neutrino, look that up.
Bob,
neutrino
I thought you said there was only four people that listened to this show. I thought you said there's only been four people total that's ever listened, and three of them died. I thought you said nobody cared about this, and nobody read the dupes, and nobody bought anything, and nobody lived anything, and nobody cared about this. Who are all these strange people that keep showing up asking these ridiculous, crazy questions, Bob? It's crazy.
Well, I lied, Ian. I lied to you. Okay, get over
it. Oh, well,
it.
We only
lie.
Thought it was only a party of two. So, okay, so now there's three now? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, there's thousands. Thousands of people interested in Ion.
What?
I don't wanna,
that's crazy
I
talk.
Don't want you to get swelled head. You'll get a swelled head
that's
over
ridiculous. There. That's ridiculous. Okay, good. He's, pontificating again.
Okay, I got to get back and get some
okay,
more people
good.
In. Thank
sure.
you very much.
Okay, that's good. Thanks, and come back
thanks.
Anytime.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you on Wednesday. Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday? Oh, all right, then.
Yeah, see, you lie. He's lying.
Mars Day.
I'm listening. I'm going to be listening in, yeah.
Okay,
happy
good.
Day.
All right, okay. Nate, I hope this is Alyssa, because she sent a list of questions. Is this Alyssa? Or is it Nate? There!
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm
well,
here,
they, Bob, they sit here for hours. They don't get a chance. They have to run to the damn phone, Bob.
I'm here.
Well, they're going to leave the phone over in the other corner, in the other room.
They leave. They go to the beach. They go to brunch. They drink. They're probably drunk on mimosas already. That was 7 days ago, Bob.
Okay, go ahead, Lissy. You have a bunch of questions.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Ion. Hi.
Did you hear last night how I told the story in the middle of a session?
About a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, but he kept his family.
And you, and
oh,
you
wait, no, that's
oh, yeah,
one.
You sent an email asking about the board assistants, or telling me you wanted to talk about the board assistants that payday, that night, and that's right when we were talking about board assistants of energies. You'll hear it. You were discussing the synchronicity
yeah.
of your email.
He was trying to hook up with you, or at least talk to you and make you laugh.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, where should I start?
Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea.
Oil?
That is. Black gold.
Don't
Texas
get distracted,
tea.
Says Carolyn. Get to your question.
Yeah, no,
come on.
I got him.
Tell it from the bottom, Carolyn.
All right, Ion. So the D block of transition metals. I watched the YouTube, the Eiichi Nagishi chemistry video. I have some questions regarding that. So the D block transition metals can simultaneously take two electrons and share two. Is that still relevant in the new environment with the outer shell reacting differently?
It will, especially as your agar changes, as your environment changes, all those D blocks will shift. Okay, in the group 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
What are the groups you're referring to? I don't know about that.
N1, the electronic shell N1.
N1?
You know,
okay.
Cobalt, chromium, copper.
Yes.
You're
okay.
talking about the D block
well,
elements, so they're
am,
references
I,
from
I
that
am.
Side.
Okay, yeah, I'll learn more about that. I'm not sure about the groups, but I'll look into that.
Oh, the F
okay,
orbital contains 7 pairs of electrons. The block includes 14 columns on the periodic table.
So the taking of electrons is the acid state and the sharing is the base. Is that still apply in the new environment?
That's a little iffy, because, see, all your biases are based on what you think you know, and that's just not going to be the case then. Because it's like you know
it is
soluble in water. Well, when water changes, many of those things won't be soluble, so you won't have anything to compare it to. See? So then water might melt lead.
I thought it was interesting that they could simultaneously be both. They would be both acid and base.
When you have negative pH, that changes everything, doesn't it? You have things that can react pH.
How does the negative pH change the simultaneity of the sharing and the taking of the D block transition?
It pulls acids to itself to make the acids themselves neutral in transition. So acid to acid doesn't make more acid, does it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm following you.
So if you have a minus pH, a minus pH, it takes some soluble and makes it acid beyond acid that's contained. So it takes the sulfuric acid and makes it so you can drink it like hydrogen peroxide.
And you keep saying to take rat poisoning, take arsenic. Is that related to the
shift
that will
happen? Well, no, we just said it's a great tooth whitener. Arsenic is great to whiten your teeth. That's
okay.
What it's
for.
And it builds it up. Do a little of the queen's been doing it for years in case they try to poison her with it. So she uses a little bit to keep a good arsenic level in her body so it won't kill her. She's used to it.
Do you recommend that for me at this time?
No, we're just being cheeky, darling, because you know you'd overdose yourself. You'd
okay.
get way too much. You listen to us, and so literally you'd be taking boron enemas before the night was over, and it would just be too much. Although coffee enemas are good.
I'm learning to joke, you know. You say to take you...
Chlorine and arsenic.
You say to take you literally, Ion.
Carbon and silicon and tin. And rubidium and strontium. Yep, that's good. Not bad. Cheeky D.
You were listing specific D block transition metals there? You were listing some organic elements as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to do the alchemical. The alchemical is going to become all the rage yet, but it's not yet.
So the carbon.
Tetragonal boron. Boron.
Why are you doing that?
That's the allotropes. That's what you're asking for.
The carbon carbene can copy this state or ability, carbonoidal, but the D-Plaq transition metals can stay forever because they're thermally stable. Is that?
They're
is
not.
That,
they're not going to be. That's not going to hold. Their melting points are all going to change, and the neutrons, their most abundant isotope is 8, not 6.
The tonal base, you gave me the number 6 last week. Does that refer to the 6 and 8 you're talking about now?
That's changing 2, yes. That's the changing 2. Because remember when we told you that, we said, now that's okay for this minute, but it's going to shift, so don't get hung up on it. You see, just because we do quartz one way doesn't mean we only do it that way. We can try other ways to enjoy it, too. And so that's why you want to be prolific and engaging to say, oh, well, this might be fun. Oh, well, this might be fun. Well, let's try this. This might be fun. As long as it's fun, continue. That's what we're saying.
Yes. Yes, I'm into that.
Stop. You're making us all excited.
So the D-block transition metals are catalysts. Does that still hold? Will they catalyze in the new environment, or is that changing as well?
Well, see. You just got to wait.
Well, it's Nagishi said that they can catalyze over and over and over and over and over again, billions of times. So that seemed to kind of stick out and be interesting. Because that's a state of no decay. Is that related to the half-life changing?
Oh, well, that's what is changing, yeah. And so for Saturn, Summer said, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Now, deal with it.
What?
Saturn Somerset was goading us to say Beetlejuice. Because he said we couldn't say it out loud. And he's like, we'll show you.
So I know oxidization is changing. The other note that I made about the D-block transition metals is that they can oxidize and then be reduced and repeat in the same flat.
But they can't because there's not going to be any more oxygen to oxidize yet.
How will they react to the hydrogen instead of the oxygen?
Look at it. You'll see. You'll find they don't rot.
And will water melt lead?
It will. Well, actually, it already does.
Well, yeah.
It does a little of that now because people get all worried. Because people have lead in their water. So it must.
Okay.
You humans, you think everything has to be so big. It can be tiny, tiny, tiny. You can make it little, little, little. Sometimes it becomes big, big, big.
Yeah, I love how you shift size biases and that they don't hold or apply.
Yeah. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
So the weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. That's the balance I was talking about last week.
That's right. Well, that's how we answered it.
Well, you were talking about how I'm using balance to describe balance.
No, we said that strontium was going to have two extra electrons. That's all. The neutrons don't fit. That's all we said.
And then one time when we talked, I said the God creator body, I asked you the number that went to that, and you said 1112.
Yeah.
And so there's been a lot of talk about the pentad and moving out from the pentad into the hexad and the octad. If I asked you where we are now, where I am now,
we would say we don't know the who, what, when, where, how.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, scratch that. That's not worth going there.
No, if you did, we would. We like the soaking part. We were going to talk about that, but we didn't know how far we could go. Now, how about your salt in your bath?
Yes, there's Epsom salt.
Yeah. And do you find the concentration enough?
Well, I've been taking UMAG daily, and I do baths every now and then. Are you suggesting I increase my Epsom salt?
One big cup in the hottest water you can stand.
And how often?
Let's don't go crazy. We could say like a couple times a week, but at least once a week. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because it's not something you require. What you're trying to do is you're trying to change your salinity. You're trying to change your body, and your body's changing anyway. That's why you crave the salt. Do you realize if you listen to doctors say they said an ounce of salt in your world will kill you dead as a sack of fucking hammers, remember?
Yeah, no, I'm really craving salt.
Dr. Dane's got you drinking damn salt, damn water, and you're doing good. How about that? You're soaking in salt. It's a brine. Pickles? Where is the brine? So apparently something obviously has indeed changed, eh?
Yes.
Himalayan sea salt for you. Kosher salt won't do.
Okay.
Himalayan sea salt.
I've been noticing that. Okay, yeah, I've been noticing that because I have been doing the kosher, but I've felt a pull towards doing
not
the
reaching.
Himalayan.
Not reaching.
Yeah.
Not reaching.
Okay.
Because
yep.
That's the whole
okay.
point. Now, we can talk about it to death, but we don't want to get into it. We don't make this a thing. And we're not telling everybody. We're just telling you. So if somebody else
Understood.
Wants to try it, that's fine. But we're not saying that's the only way to go because for a lot of folks, a good kosher salt is all they need, and it's enough. You've just had a lot of it. Now you're moving on to the next level. The schluffing side of your meat sack, you're on that verge of shifting because your skin is different, your hair is different, things are changing. For you, your ankles.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about my ankles.
We know.
And my joints in general. You made reference last night to something about pressure on the joints feels good.
Yeah, like an iron lung. Iron lung.
Is that the salinity of the...
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And it's what shifts that okay. change, and that's why you're feeling it. Well, it's not a problem. It's just kind of achy to you. It's not like debilitating,
yeah.
and you're not crying,
right.
and you're not
yep.
going to this neurosurgeon to have them cut your fucking mm-hmm. head off or nothing. We get
right.
all that, but you just like it to be more comfortable.
Well, it's just a noticing, so I definitely...
Good.
It's
that's right. That's right.
Of,
soften it.
Yeah.
Soften it so it can be corrected.
What about my solar plexus? There's a ball of tension there.
Dispel it.
Yeah, I've been is pressure going the way that I can dispel it?
Learn to spell.
Learn to spell?
Yeah, get your grimoire down and learn the spell. Get your grimoire down and learn the spell that drives nails into wood perfectly straight.
I've definitely been feeling an increase in how I'm going to drive the power. What are nails made of?
Tin, nickel, and iron.
And so when I'm doing that experiment, do you have any technicalities or logistics to outline right now as I go about that?
Do not offend a djinn.
Do not offend the what?
Djinn.
Okay, you were talking about that last night, the blue
Well, that's
gin?
Blue gin. That's why we're talking about it now, because you said last night we made reference to this, and that's why we're saying it, because you did.
Well, I don't know what that means, so I'm just going to go with
Do it, baby, do it. You will, and when it comes up, you'll go, oh, wait, that crazy non-physical, the very worst or best that Bob's been able to do so far, reminded us this day, and you went and you looked out into looking out your back door. Oh, wait, do not. Oh, yeah. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. And then you realize that you don't want to offend the gin. And when you remember that, don't. So, good.
Okay.
It'll work good for you until you do. And then when you do, you'll know. And then when you know, you'll have known. So now, this new knowing, which is your past tense that you say you don't know, when you do know, it'll be well known. Good. We like that. Just so everybody knows.
Thank you, Ian. I've been starting to do the clearing. Tears of joy are the way that I'm clearing right now, isn't it?
Basically, yeah.
That's just a softening and a rinsing and repeating, correct?
Maybe.
It seems to definitely be my conducing of the power as it's increasing, and my frequencies when I change them and shift them. It's the whole circuitry, so to speak. So is there another way that I can clear?
Matter, rinse, repeat.
Is the copper anklet helping me?
Indubitably.
Let's get on
to... Okay, Alice. That's it. I got to go on to some other people.
Thank you, Bob.
Next week. Okay, you're welcome,
Thanks,
Alyssa.
Ryan.
You're very welcome, darling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.